the rest of the story. Even if you pay very close attention, this is going to sound confusing, but all I promise is that what I'm about to recite is American history. American history, remember that part of it. Their ancestors were British, yet they'd long since become Americans. All they wanted was a little more autonomy. But then the mother country laid down the law. There was to be no fragmenting of the nation's people. Those who had settled distant territories were no less citizens of the motherland. But the settlers of this particular distant territory were much changed over the years. Because of the physical hardships they'd endured, they'd grown more rugged. They were more independent than their forefathers. And it was this very spirit of independence which now made them long for their own identity, for their own government. They wanted separation. They wanted to be Americans, but they didn't want to be Americans. Once they were separate, what would they call themselves? Remember now, I told you we're talking American history. Well, before these outlanders came up with a name for which they were to be widely remembered, they called their American domain actually entitled it the Land of the Free. You may have wondered where the phrase Land of the Free came from. Well, here it is, 2 centuries ago, and a full 30 years before Francis Scott Key wrote it into the Star-Spangled Banner. At first, the mother country took none of these rebellious declarations seriously. The settlers of this so-called Land of the Free had obviously been stranded from civilization too long. They were not thinking clearly. A solution to the problem was proposed and accepted. Deny their independence and close the matter. But that didn't work. The fires of freedom were already burning too brightly to be extinguished. The fires of freedom, the patriots of this land of the free, drafted their own constitution. Now again, I'm going to remind you, I'm talking American history. The patriots of this particular land of the free drafted their own constitution, provided for, and they elected their own chief executive. They created and activated their own House of Representatives, their own court system, all of the various branches of government, and before anybody fully realized what was happening, the land of the free was a fact. Well, the motherland was left with but one option now. Proclaim the land of the free to be in revolt and retake the territory by force if necessary. And force was necessary. And after the guns were silent, the land of the free was not free anymore. The mother country had put down the rebellion for all time in 1788. The mother country in this case was the United States of America, newly independent from Great Britain as of 1783. But our country was slightly bewildered when the following year, an enormous backwoods section of North Carolina declared its own independence, demanding to be recognized as a separate state called Land of the Free and later Frankland. And for 4 years, 25,000 frontiersmen clung to their independent statehood until the USA, not 5 years free itself, assumed the tyrant's role and ground the state of Frankland forever into the musty dust of history. Now you know the rest of the story.